to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, from the stack of stuff on the big stack of stuff for the show today, there was this entry on Twitter yesterday that showed a gentleman getting arrested at a Costco in Georgia for evidently not wearing a mask or not making his son wear a mask when they were in the Costco. Now, this is interesting because yesterday, no less than twice, I had to be reminded to wear masks. I went out for the lovely bride. Her dad, grandpa, is in town. All the ankle biters are thrilled about that. But we needed some refreshment. So I went out to get some things. And as I was going into the store, I'm there looking at the wall, and I see this guy from the counter looking at me down the highway. He's like, "Sir, you'll have to have a mask on." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I put the thing down. I run out, get the mask, come back, finish my shopping. Fine. An hour later, I'm taking the middle ankle biter to his Taekwondo. And again, we forget to put the mask. Now, fortunately, I had an extra one in my pocket. I pulled it out. I tied the little things off so it fit on his little head with his little ears. So, it fit just the right way. But he got the mask and he was able to go in. But the guy in Georgia evidently didn't want his son to have to wear a mask. And so now you get arrested for not wearing the mask. And by the way, the two cops that were arresting him didn't have masks on either. I don't know what the deal is, but I hashtagged it on Twitter today. Explain this, because I need to understand what's going on there. And I don't. So please explain this for me. Now, one other thing. In the arrest, they said that he was balking at the authorities because the guy refused to surrender his ID. He refused to say, "Here's my ID," when the police officer told him to. Now think about this for a second, friend. You have to have an ID and surrender it to get arrested. I'm not making this up. In Georgia, when you get arrested, you have to surrender your ID. As a criminal, you're required to turn your ID in. Don't you think it's the least bit common sense to then require people who want to vote to also show an ID, given the fact that, I don't know, we're electing the leader of the free world? If you have to produce it when you're going to jail, shouldn't you produce it to elect that person? Friends, I don't know where the election's going to come down, but count me on Team Voter ID from now on. It's the least we can do to ensure better elections. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.